You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Today.
I don't think anyone heard
Okay, hold on, That did not come through at all. All we heard was... Anytime
yeah, don't you... Your... Like, yeah, your microphone's talking... not that good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't, you don't I don't, I'm not going to say your microphone's not that good. I'm just saying all we heard was...
Ryan, what did you hear?
Damn it!
I don't have no bones in me, so someone else is going to have to start, I guess.
Well, that's your start. Keep going.
We can just roll with that, or we can...
That's what it is. Yeah, just destroy everyone's headphones. Destroy them in
the air. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually every time you get like, oh, man, is that... That's weird. You've never had that problem before. Like, it's any time you get louder than your, like, stock talking voice. Like, it starts to distort.
Oh, well, that's a lot, so better figure it out. All right. What's up, everyone? We got Kaylin, Tyler, and Tyler dragged Ryan Farmer into this.
Hey. Show,
apparently.
I did.
It's pretty funny, Ryan. Into this. I messaged Tyler yesterday. I was like, hey, do you want to cast tomorrow? And he's like, yeah. He's like, we should get Ricky. I'm like, bro, he hasn't played in, like, over a year. Like, what is he going to have to talk about? And then he's like, well, what about Ryan? And I'm like, doesn't he have enough going on already? And, like, literally, like, an hour later, you posted that you and Ricky were doing that Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I didn't even know you guys were even doing that.
We actually recorded that episode back in December. We have, like, 8 recorded or something. It's just
oh,
like
my God. Blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's why you couldn't come on the OCX thing, right? Because you and Ricky were doing that the whole time.
Yeah, correct.
What is that all backlog? Do you edit it or something?
Well, for a while there, I was trying to get intro music and like a logo and stuff all together. And now that we have everything all in place, you know, pretty cool. Check out the DM Better podcast if you like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I'm now in 2 games, one of them with Ricky, because what else do you do while you're quarantined but play on Roll20? Like,
that's literally all you do.
So, Ryan, when you want to start an X-Wing D&D game, like, I'm in.
I can run a one-shot whenever you guys want me to. I don't know if I have the time to do like a long-term campaign.
Really, sir? You don't know if you have the time? I'm pretty sure you do currently.
I am running 2 already right now, so it's a lot. Running D&D is hard.
True.
You do it a lot.
Yeah.
But I can run one-shots whenever. They're fun.
That's fair. We're going to go way off topic. We have a topic to talk about, but yeah, the other reason I was like, hey, Farmer should come on because you're running this like jank tank open with Gold Squadron, right?
Sure am.
Yeah. I get to see some of the behind the scenes Farmer rage in chat from time to time when people That's can't great. Follow basic directions and then like direct message you all the time going like, hey, but can you do the thing? And I need this thing. Yeah. And then I didn't follow directions, apparently, although I was real hungover when I needed to do this, like violently hungover when I needed to do this. And I got everything except for putting my
thing
correctly.
Proud of you.
Yeah. So
Travis Faust and Ant listen, like do any of them. And after the start of the tournament, he messaged me being like, hey, I thought I was in this. And I said, you didn't answer any of the, you do any of the additional work like at all. And he's like, oh, that's fair. Okay, that's fine.
Nice.
He's like, oh, my bad.
All right, cool.
Reading is hard.
I've had a couple people that have gotten like really, really mad at me because they're like, I thought when you said bye this time, I had the entire day to get it in. And I was like, I mean, I said it has to be in by, what was it, like April?
It was like April 4th, right? So like on the 5th, you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I said, you asked to be ready by April 5th. Well, I thought I had all of April 5th. No, you didn't. You had to be done by then.
Yeah.
anyway, that's Jank Tank opens super cool, and I think people have been really excited about it and having a good time. At least some people.
I almost didn't want to win my game. I was like, oh, I won my game. I was like, oh, I'd have to keep going on with, like, I'll see how far it goes.
It's funny. Blair, you want to tell that story?
Winning's actually losing. In this
true. Thing. I have to keep playing this. Man, did you?
I don't know. The more I think by the end of this tournament, I'm going to be convinced that this is the way X-Wing was meant to be played at a tournament level.
I think so too, dude. I legitimately think so. People are having a really good time.
Blair was having a real rough time this morning.
And by people are having a really good time, I'm saying every single person I've talked to says that they have the worst list in the history of X-Wing. Everyone can't have the worst list.
True. No, Blair does not have a bad list.
That bad.
Yeah.
Only has 3 points not used. 3 points is not being used.
That's good.
All of my points are used.
What did you end up getting? I know you had a really good Rebel squad and a really good First Order squad to choose from.
The Rebel squad, yeah, it wasn't bad. It was Ezra, Wolfaro, Luke, and like Blount, I think.
Solid.
But what I ended up going with was First Order, and it was actually 4 FOs and Tavson. It's Static, Scorch, Longshot, and Revis. And I had a Cog Relay on Static, which I felt was kind of useless. So I got on Tavson, I have an Ion Cannon and Ion Cannon Phasma on Tavson. And Revis is actually pretty damn solid. Like,
welcome to the last 3 months. We've been saying that for a while, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've kind of been out of the loop.
But, yeah.
It's fine.
Especially with Phasma. Static, on the other hand, is like total garbage. I cannot fathom why you would pay so many points for him for such a so very often inconsequential pilot ability. But
what does Static even do?
Static is pretty McCrit face. When you perform a primary attack, you can spend your lock on the defender and a focus to change all your results to crit.
Oh,
here's a fun fact. Both Static and Scorch are both 33 points.
Right. Yeah, you never not take Scorch.
Yeah, they're the same initiative. Like,
yeah. You could do some weird shenanigans, like if you're just always feeding a coordinate to him with Tavson to like just, but yeah, no. I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah. Maybe something you can get to like a third dice, but it's like, yeah, okay, I roll 2 crits every single shot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you could dive him range 1, but like, yeah, even still, it's not. I don't feel like that's enough to matter.
No, I'd just rather have the fourth die from Scorch.
Yep.
No, so I played this guy from England. It worked out real well because I've got Wednesdays off for like the foreseeable future, and since he lives in England, he just like, well, let's get on when I get home from work. So I just like woke up and fired my computer and played him, and he was flying Anakin in the Jedi fighter thing, and then 7 Squad veteran and the Mastic, and
when you Delta 7 R4 Anakin.
Wow. Delta, yeah.
Like with sense, like a good Anakin, like a real good Anakin.
Oh my gosh. You go, this is a good roll. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, what the hell, Ryan? Why did that get vetoed?
Listen, man, I can't veto. I only vetoed like 10 squads total out of all of them, and they usually included a Phantom and a Defender.
I see how it is. I see how it is. Empire hatred coming through. You heard it here first.
Well, scum hatred too. We had some Gurries that we needed to also get rid of.
Oh yeah, you got an advanced sense of Gurry.
Cool.
Also, there was a Kylo Holo Von Reg that we vetoed too.
Man, that seems just totally fine. Why would you ever do that?
Anyway, did you win, Blair? I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, Blair, did you win?
So, I was like messaging Tyler like most of the game, and
to put this into reference, I was watching the game on my laptop in bed because I had just woke up at like 11 o'clock or whatever it was.
And got down to Anakin, and I had a spot where, like, he had like a range one shot with like focus lock into long shot with a focus. Long shot was it like three? I think you were watching, Tyler. Does that sound right?
You don't remember? Yeah, so you had Tavson, like long shot, and Rivas left.
Yeah.
And you, I think you had like two range one shots with FOs.
No, only Rivas had a range one shot.
Yeah, that's right.
But he only had one force left, and then he had like a lock on long shot, but then he nattied and didn't have to spend either of them.
Well, and it was, mind you, it was his one hard like fit by a pixel.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know how this one hard fit. Where, you know, because it's literally two FOs and an Upsilon that are just like in a triangle all around a stressed Anakin.
That same turn, I thought they played like a really good game, and then I misjudged it to Signor on Rivas and blocked, bumped, and I'm at home, and I yell an expletive quite loudly, and then like. So not only do I have to deal with like my own failure, but then like my wife, who's like working from home, has to come down and like tell me to shut the hell up because she's trying to work. But Rivas still ended up having a shot with a lock, and then like I think he got like hit crit through a long shot, and then I think he took a direct hit. I remember the long pile was up if anyone wants to check it out. But then I missed on the attack coming back on Annie, because he saved the force and he rolled like eyeball of eight. So I was so pissed about that.
His last three turns were double paint on evades.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I thought that was going to be like my last chance to get Annie, because I was like, well, it's just going to run now, because Tassin is just like, it's just hopeless. Trying, unless you get behind him, it's like, it's not happening. And so I do, I'm like talking to Tom, like, well, Rivas is 27, so round it up, he's 14, so we're tied, 89. And Tyler's like, now he rounds down, man, you got 87 left. I'm like, oh my god. And so then I'm like bitching in our Scondillion Discord, like I lost by one freaking point. And then our guy Joe is like, no, you have Anakin. I'm like, oh, you're right. Okay.
And you won the game because you have Anakin.
I was such an ass too, because like he called like a good game, and then I was like, no, I can still kill Anakin because Anakin was at three and I had a shot of Rivas. So I took my shot of Rivas, and he's like, okay, you're all just dead. He's like, I realized, like, oh, he was conceding. Well, that's like
So you won. What? That was a roller coaster, Blair.
It was pretty good.
That's a roller coaster.
I had a pretty good giggle. And like, I didn't even think about it either. I was just like, yeah, how can you track Annie for two more turns?
Have you played your match yet, Tyler?
I have not. I am scheduled for Friday at... I'll have to look up when I'm scheduled. Thursday or Friday after... it's Thursday. Thursday at like 8 Pacific, so 10 my time. Because it was supposed to be after my D&D game.
What squad did you end up with?
I guess that Crassus Ion Cannon outmaneuver squad was like the epitome of jank tank, but I didn't want to deal with that nonsense. So I took the Empire list. Because it's Captain Pharaoh with Darth Vader and Sloan, which is just good, right? Yeah, like it's just solid. Especially keeping Sloan alive, right? Like I have either an extra force or I can Vader them off to where I get the extra defensive die. Like I'm in on both of those things, right? Or just jamming with that. Like, also, that's just a really good Reaper loadout. Like, I'd never put that many points into a Reaper, but, like, hey, since I got him. So, yeah, right? Like, all right, cool. And then I have an I3 Striker with a Seismic Charge and BT-1 in the gunner slot, right? Like, and it also had delayed fuses originally, but I took those off.
Sure.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, that could have been useful. Like, it wasn't a wasted thing, right? And then I have Merrick Steele with passive sensors, and then I gave him marksmanship.
Nice.
With the 1 point from the other, yeah. And then I have a Tomex Bren with crackshot and diamond boron missiles.
Wait, you got a crackshot Bren rolled?
I got it. No, hold on. No, the deckness is there. I got a crackshot Bren that I can't use because I can't reload the diamond boron missiles.
Diamond boron can't be reloaded?
Yeah, I'm like 90% I can't.
No, then it can be reloaded.
You sure?
I got them on my list.
Let me check here, guys. I have Rathos.
Oh, maybe it. All right, cool. Never mind. Yes, I have Crackshot Tomek Spren with a Diamond Boron missile. Now I'm even glad because I was going to yank the Crackshot off of him originally because I was like, oh, I can't reload these. I guess I was thinking of the bomb that you can't reload.
Yeah, the ion thing. The what's called static. No,
the thing is, it just takes up two missile slots, but they can totally be.
Gotcha. Loaded. Where is this? There it is.
So you can get your Crackshot back.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in. Yeah, so it's just like I actually like the squad. The squad is like solidly B tier, right? Like,
oh yeah, I mean for Jank Tank, it's
right really for Jank small. Tank. It feels really good. It's just what I mean. Like if I were to flying this, it's four ships. That it's two threes and two fives. So like I've got some nonsense. Like the fact that Sloan is in there with like, and then I have BT-1 as well is like comical.
It's so dank that you also got BT-1 and Vader.
Yeah, right. Like yeah, what? What?
That's so silly. Wait, what does BT-1 do? That's the crit one, right?
Hits the crits if they're stressed for each stress they have.
And you have Sloan. Oh my god.
Yeah, right. Like, it's like okay, like what's the chance that the striker's left up and they kill something at like I-5 or I something like sure. right like, and but we'll get to what that chance is here real quick. So I'm playing Afterburners Darth Vader, because fucking of course I am. Lieutenant Sy, and another Captain Farroth.
Oh, weird. What's on that
Farroth? Yeah. His Farroth and his Psy has ST-321, and then I think both the Farroth and Psy have, like, an extra hit point. I think one's a hull, one's a shield. But it's not anything. It's not, like, big crew upgrades it in any way. But, like, so the initiative roll-off is going to be pretty big because I have he has two threes and I have two threes. But that's I also would want to use my striker as a blocker against his Vader, and he's got two coordinates. So if my striker moves and then he's moving afterwards to coordinate the Vader, that's not as good.
Right.
So hopefully I can pass initiative. Because like I have to turbo nuke that Vader. That Vader's going to punch all of my things very hard.
Yeah, Vader's got to die.
Yeah. So. But the cool thing is like I can get a double modded Diamond Boron missile pretty easily, like with the Farroth coordinate. Or I can send it into the like if the Reaper and the shuttle are next to each other, I can use the splash damage.
Yeah, and the other thing is like spending those charges to make them roll the dice to take that auto damage, you know? On Vader with Diamond Boron is pretty solid.
Well, it's never
going to work that way.
Yeah, it's because Vader's agility is too high. I'd have to shoot Vader directly.
It's the same agility or less.
If you shoot Vader with the Diamond Boron.
Oh, though, yeah. Right? Yeah, I would. Sure, if I could land a hit on Vader, then I absolutely would. And then I would spend the extra one to do that because I will absolutely break the bomber off to reload. Like, I'm fine with that.
I mean, you still have to hit with it, but
yeah, you know. that's
you have to hit, and it's a 50-50 to take damage.
Yeah,
yep. No, it's a solid little missile.
But I mean, you've got three die gun ships, so it's not bad.
I mean,
essentially three die.
Yeah, I essentially have four, right? Like the marks, four, like the TIE Advance is basically three dice, and then Intomax has got at least three charges of a three dice missile. Like, sure. So I feel okay, and like, and I have bombs, right? Like, and I have
You got those seismics, so
Vader I've got seismics.
Doesn't like that either. So,
whereas I agree, Vader doesn't like the seismics as much. But at the same token, it's that is my sandwich. It's two more gas clouds that I can remove from the battlefield.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I might just put two over where my striker can kill him, and then just fight over there. That way, Vader doesn't have fucking auto thrusters.
100%. I mean, if you can get past this round with this Vader, that that Merrick that you have should do work,
right?
And
I have another I-5 to like clear shields before he hits. Like,
yeah,
feel that I feel okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just my boy that I've been flying forever. That's the guy I have to fight first round. Cool.
But the thing is, because you've flown so much Vader, like you know how to deal with him too. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I mean, you have to shoot him a bunch and preferably block him, and then this will be the game that his greens are just fine and he has force the entire time because I can't do anything about that, and I lose. Like, oh, all right, cool.
Seems like a decent list, though.
Pretty solid. Yeah, I feel comfortable with it. Like, I think it'll be all right. Yeah. Hilariously, my scum list might have been better into this because it had, an ion cannon fire spray and then, Unker plot to where I could have, rolled forward and reduced agility and then ion Vader and, all right, cool, we got this.
Yeah.
That Crassus outmaneuver ion cannon was so dank.
It's you're not wrong. It was pretty hilarious.
Because that works out the butt, right?
I feel like there have been arguments both ways, and I didn't know how it was going to get ruled, and I didn't want to have to deal with you know what I mean? Like every game. You right. Hold on. It's Ryan's tournament. It works because it's cooler that way.
Yeah, it's a rule of cool, man.
Right.
Yeah, I believe as far as the cannon out the rear does count because of just how the wording is this your forward attacks me from your rear. It doesn't say you're actually still attacking from the rear.
Exactly, yeah.
You'd have to use a cannon to do it. You couldn't do, of course, your primary out the rear and get that.
Yeah, but he had an ion cannon, so
it's yeah, really it's solid, solid.
Use your outmaneuver ion cannon out the butt, rat idiot.
Yeah,
right.
What did you draw, Kalen?
So I drew a scum list and a list. I go quickly to the scum. The scum was pretty dank. It was essentially 190 point Koshka Frost.
All right, I'm in.
Okay.
Or something like that. Because, so it's like Overseer, whatever, TIE Fighter with nothing. Here's just
wait a minute, I have all these lists. I got them.
I try to actually remember what my second list was. I should have the. Where is this? I have it all here somewhere. Where's that email? All right. Is there any. Yeah, so it was essentially Koshka Frost with what upgrade did she have? I can't remember. It was Koshka Frost, Overseer, Paylob, and L337, and an autopilot drone. So I had two escape craft to coordinate the fire spray. I decided not to go with it because it literally had no upgrades. Like, it was upgrade list Paylob. I think Koshka had maybe an ion cannon, and then it was L3 and autopilot drone just giving her coordinates. It was, initiatives everywhere, and, the only way to do damage was Koshka Frost. She needed a lot of upgrades. No, she was missing. But I decided to go with the Rebel Squad because Kyle Katarn was a Segi Takutu, a Green Squadron pilot, and a Bitsem in the ARC 170. So I had both Kyle and a Segi Takutu to just share focus tokens.
That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, so the focus sharing I have is pretty amazing. All I needed was the Green Squadron to be Jake and it'd be just dank focus. Kyle was a shield upgrade and stealth device. Takutu is proton torpedoes and diamond boron. The Green Squadron has nothing. And a bit Sam is Composure, Ion Torps, and Skilled Bombardier. So I dropped the stealth device to get Perceptive Copilot on Kyle. So the only upgrades I'm not using is Composure and Skilled Bombardier on the Ark because it's literally impossible to use it.
That's not bad in the grand scheme of things, though.
Yeah, I was thinking could I drop the Skilled Bombardier because I had 4 points. Yeah, for the bid of leftover points. And there's no real 6 point character for the squad I wanted to take or upgrade. I really tried to get Moldy Crow title. I was going to drop Proton Torps Moldy Crow, but I was 1 point short.
Oh, that would have been that would have been way to go, right?
I only had 17 points. Now.
Brutal. That Composure.
Yeah, Composure, you ruined everything. I wouldn't be so bad with Composure if I could use it, but the only action that a bit 7 can fail is the red barrel, which means it can't take the focus action. Because he's stressed.
So useless. So yeah. Do you know what you're playing against, Kalen?
So I played on Monday. Okay. I played on Monday. I played against Doug Fogland from the East Coast. He was flying a Separatist. It was he said his first time flying Separatist. And he flew a pretty, so I'm all Initiative 3s. There's also one reason with the Rebels. There's four Initiative 3 ships. But funny thing is, he also has only Initiative 3s except for the Horchel prototype. So he has was it 066 in the System Infiltrator with Lone Wolf, Auto Blasters, Informant, and Ion Bombs. Skok and Ace with TV-94 and Solus 1. So that's the one that spends Calculus to add hit results if they're in your bullseye and you only rolled two dice. That never happened. Electronic Baffle Bombardment Drone, a Grappling Strut Separatist Drone, and a Discord Mr. Holtrail prototype.
Oh my gosh, that's so much.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. And yeah, it was a really close game. I had an initial like good start, but then he went for a move that he thought he would clear the rock to get a good Discord missile, but he didn't, and it just caused havoc, that mayhem that caused everything else to bump in a cascading just cluster. I'm pretty rusty on Vassal, so I rocked Impet Sam before this, and then I tried to do a 4K where he landed his heart through, rocked myself with 4K. So Impet Sam didn't get to do much, but no, it turns out even a Hawk without the Moldy Crow title actually did a lot of credit work. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure I should throw this A-Wing in, but I decided to initially charge with the A-Wing, and then I realized, I was like, oh, never mind. He has, like, two focuses and an evade token because of Tekutu and Kyle. So, like, he didn't die. He just sat there. He's like, oh, wait, I have three green tokens and three green A's. Like, I'm solid. But yeah, it was, my initial pass was pretty good, but it's like, I have no way of turning this K-Wing around. And I was like, I need to somehow disengage with it, but it's too fat. But I think it's overall a little solid list. I'll say it's like C tier. It has some cheeky sharing of tokens, but it's like it's literally 3 2 attack dice guns with a focus token shooting you. And arc.
Did you end up winning?
I did win. It came down to I had a couple more points on turn 11. You needed a half hit point Kyle Katarn to make it a draw for a final salvo. But Kyle was undamaged at that point.
Wow.
And then yeah, so he did one damage that turn, and then actually killed Skok and Ace that round with the A-Wing. So it was really close. It came down to it was one hit point A-Wing versus and an undamaged Kyle Katarn versus a 2 hit point Skok and Ace and a 2 hit point bomber.
That is tight.
Yeah, I completely forgot the ion bombs, and the ion bombs the Arc 170 and the K-Wing could not dodge it, so they got ioned and just drifted around and did a whole lot of nothing.
So what do you guys think of like this format just in general? The kinds of the weirdness that we're seeing?
I like it because especially the one removal and one add trade. Like you can choose to remove one, you can choose to add one, especially if it points left over. It gives you a little bit so it doesn't feel like your list is complete trash. Yeah, it seemed really nice. It's like deciding between what the two lists. I'd almost say maybe if there should be, I'm not sure, it'd add more choices or less. I wonder what other things do with the randomizer. But no, it was really cool. Like it was difficult to decide which list to pick. Like I decided on the last day to decide which one I was going to take because it was a fight between the two. It'll be interesting to see how further it goes.
I probably would not be playing if it wasn't for charity. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That is partially. I wanted to help for charity, but yeah.
Because I absolutely didn't realize it was for charity for when I first heard about it. And so then I was talking to a couple of the guys I play video games with, and I was just like, wait, you guys are actually playing in this? Like, why would you do this to yourselves? This seems horrible, right? Like, you get paired up against a random person out of, 500, right? So it's like, oh, I have a 17-hour time zone because I pulled the random person from Australia, and we have to figure that out. And I have to play with Tractor Beam Dash or something like that, right? Like, they're like, oh, it's just for charity. I was like, oh, all right. Okay. I'll be in. That's fine.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Like, this is going to be over $2,000 or maybe over $2,500 going to some charity that the winner.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So we're really.
Did we get a stance on GoFundMes for camgirls? Like, are those quality charities or are those not?
That's probably a veto. Because, I mean, Dion and I need to confirm that it's like an actual charity, not like a GoFundMe for a cam girl.
I know you're not as big a wrestling fan as D is, Ryan, but you should ask him if he knows who Sting is.
If D, I'll ask D if he knows who Sting is. I bet he does. He knows everything about wrestling.
He's retired now, but he was like a really famous wrestler back in like the 90s. And his brother is actually like the head, I want to say just like the head of like, I don't know exactly what his title is, but he's like a real, like I was watching this interview with him on CNN, and he was this like big high rep at Harvard in the medical, and they're a medical, what's the word, branch, department. And I read about him in college. He started this group called Partners in Health. He basically, like, his family grew up like super poor, and he decided that he was going to like get his MD and just go to like the poorest place in the world and like give like free healthcare to the citizens living there. And he's like, that was like, I don't know, 25 years ago when he like graduated from college and when he graduated his MD, and now he's like, has like, it's called Partners in Health. I don't know if any of you guys heard of that, but it's like one of the most famous like charities in the world. And he's like a big, big wig at Harvard now. I just saw him on CNN. So that's going to be mine if I end up winning the whole thing.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
No, wait, he's a former professional wrestler?
No, his brother is like,
oh, one of, okay, like, got it.
He's like one of the most, I would say like one of the 10 most famous wrestlers of all time. But Ryan, I gotta bring something up, because you've been kind of hobbing Lady Luck Snob in the last couple episodes, and I kind of just wanted to put a little PSA out there for the rest of the listeners.
Do it.
Do you know what I'm gonna say?
No, but
oh. Well, last time we had like a big influx of like brand new people to Vassal was like we're definitely having with this tournament, which is cool. But when the last time we had like a huge bunch of new players was when they started like the Vassal League like years ago, and there were so many troglodytes that were just like, oh, Vassal dies, and you're like Lady Luck. I can say this because I'm friends with Lyle. If anyone else comes at Lady Luck, you're now my enemy. But it's like, it's an awesome map that Lyle's created, one of many. But there are like, it, when you read that data, you should like definitely take that with a grain of salt.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I just thought it was like a really cool thing that Lyle put together, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, just like, it's an interesting thing to see like how, you know, when things happened and what, like, I guess the variance doesn't tell the whole story, because if you got shot at, like, maybe you shouldn't even have been there. Like, Lady Luck doesn't tell you those sorts of things, but it is.
Well, I like seeing the compared results where it's the dice based off each other. Cause like, yeah, you can have poor luck, but it's like, at what time did it happen?
Right. Like, that's the big thing is like, oh, right. Were my dice bad? Well, no, your dice were average the entire time. It just happens that you got two bad rolls back to back, where the variance didn't go your way.
Right.
Yeah. Like on both sides of the dice. Oh, he rolled three crits. Oh, that's when you roll three blanks. Got it.
Yeah. The different spikes and seeing how it changes, yep, the game.
Yeah.
Right. Seeing how much dice was totally completely rolled. Like I remember when I first did Vassal and playing it in 1.0, and I was practicing some of my ghost lists and like seeing like, oh, the entire game I've rolled 20 attack dice because the ghost was done with TLTs. Like, see, like, how much dice you actually roll in the game.
Yeah, I had the same thing where it was like, there was a big tournament. I think it was like one of the Team Covenant tournaments back in the day, where I had Decimator Sumter. It was like right after Wave 5, and I rolled over, like, I rolled 120 green dice over the course of the game. Like, that was obviously only just Sumter, right? Like, the Decimator isn't rolling any green dice.
I roll one.
I mean, it didn't, but it could.
The other thing, too, is, like, not all dice rolls are, like, created equal.
Right.
Like, if you have, like, a regen ace who's, like, about to, like, escape, and he's on, like, one life, and it's like, I really gotta get him here, and then he's able to, like, he rolls, like, three paints.
Yeah, like, he gets out.
In a vacuum, that doesn't look that bad. Oh, he just rolled one extra paint. But, like, really, that roll is, like, Like, how many hits does that cascade into down the line?
Right.
The other thing, too, is, like, when you just, like, select all the hits and misses that were rolled, that doesn't factor in, like, everything that wasn't an attack or defense roll. Like, if you flew over a rock, if you tried to clear a crit, if you had a crew. Yep. So I just remember back, that, God, when they started Vasily, not only were there just, like, a bunch of people just, like, complaining about the module, which complaining about Vasily Dice is just one of the stupidest things I, like, ever heard, but people would, like,
But computers can't be random, Blair. Oh, they God. Can't be random.
They would take that data and then, like, shove it in their opponent's face and be like, see, you were plus two hits and plus one evade. Oh, I got screwed. Like, oh, my God, man.
So, I think the lens thing I was trying to come in at when I was talking about Lady Luck, just to defend myself on the stand here, is that I like the idea of there being post-game analytics in X-Wing, and like in terms of having Vassal, like Lady Luck is one thing. It's not perfect, but you know, if X-Wing were at the level of like football in America, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. and like the most popular thing ever in ESPN, it'll never ever be there, but we'd have so many crazy things like happening and so much like stat crunching and stuff. I think that I'd love to see more of that, and being able to have all of that data in Vassal, like every single thing, like it's all there, could lead to more of that kind of stuff in the future, potentially. That's why I thought the Vassal logs were cool.
It is cool, but it's also, it's not a complete analysis I look at pretty much every game. I'll tell you, when I play live, like I'm still Luritz in this at Vegas, like, as soon as I get knocked out of a tournament, first thing I do, fire my phone, Gate of Storms. All right. What are the freaking odds on that one attack where I got...
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep. Same.
Should this have been as bad as it was?
Got it. You know, I'll be surprised. Whenever I do that, like in a tournament after a game, like a lot of times I'm like, oh, I actually suck. That's fine.
Well, so like one of the things is like, I've always known this, but like, it's just one of those when you actually encounter it in the wild. That like, I mean, the average person just doesn't understand dice math, like, comically even close, right? But you have the feeling of what it should be, right? Like they get like the basic idea of it and they're close. But it was when I went on the podcast with Vincent and Drew and those guys, like right after Vegas. I was stuck in the Vegas airport it was when I was coming back from Dallas. I was stuck in the airport for like 12 hours because I booked my flight for 8 p.m. instead of a.m. because I'm an idiot.
Nice.
And so I was talking to him about it because we were going to do it the next day. And we were just talking about Vegas because we'd both just been there. And one of the things we were looking at was like the droid swarm matchup into different things and just like how rough of a matchup that is unless you can do certain things. And he was talking about a proton torp from Luke, like one-shotting a vulture. He's like, oh man, I've had just so many times where I don't kill the vulture with a proton torp from Luke. It's like, yeah, but do you understand how often that should happen? He's like, well, yeah, it should be almost every time. And I was like, no, it's actually less than half. Right? Like, when you actually do the math out, like, it's like a 48%, like, one shot. Like, 52%, you do 2 damage, right? And it feels like it should, because it feels like it should always be 4 hits, and they should only get 1 paint, and then you're there, right? Like, that's just not the way the math ends up working over.
Right.
So that's just one of those, like, that's a good example of the same thing that Blair's talking about, where it's, hey, I just left this game and I felt like I should have like killed this guy, right? Like, how did I not? Why was I not closer? Like, did I actually get screwed? No, you didn't get screwed. Or you did. I mean, there's times where it is, right? Like, how many times have we put like, you know, 18 red dice into a single TIE fighter and the TIE fighter just doesn't take damage?
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it's really tough to, we've talked about this before, like all elevating your game from like just a casual, like, oh, I'm just going to roll some dice to moving forward onto like trying to be more competitive and elevating your game that way. It's something that I've like really struggled with, moving from like quote unquote being a gut instinct player to being more of like a sort of knowing the odds type deal. And it is amazing that once you practice with a squad enough, just knowing that, like, all right, this trade is not in my favor.
Right.
like, I don't know the exact numbers always, but I know enough to get like the rough, not in my favor. Nope, not good. And then you can weigh that information on whether the risk is worth it, even though it's not in your favor.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but this quarantine is a bunch of bullshit.
It's correct.
I can't go to the park and shoot hoops by myself. What the hell?
Yeah. Yes.
The wave, the next X-Wing wave isn't coming until September now. How am I going to make weekly content until September?
Oh, damn.
You're going to pull a Scum and Villainy and make monthly content. And by monthly, I mean...
We're bi-monthly at best, Tyler.
I mean...
Every other month.
Yeah, not the twice a month, the every other month kind of
time. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. They'll just do Apex casts. just rotate through videos.
It's true. How's everybody feel about Valorant? Are you guys excited? Don't care?
I don't know what that is.
Do you actually not know what that is?
No, like, I have no idea. Everyone keeps talking about it.
It is Counter-Strike with a bit of mix of...
Overwatch
elements.
Yeah. So it is like, and when he says it's Counter-Strike, we're talking like this is straight CS 1.6. Like,
it is straight Counter-Strike.
Same, the same buy structure, 5v5, one team plants a bomb, one team defuses, 2 to 3 bomb points. Like, you play best of 25, right? Or so you play
the... If it's the Counter-Strike, it's best of 16. The first of 16 wins.
So Valorant is the first of 13, but like, okay.
Oh, it's a Riot game, okay.
Yeah, but it's Riot is the one that's putting it out.
Oh, Riot's actually putting it out? I did not know that.
Yeah, it's Riot Games, right? Like, it's their game. Cool. So the closed beta launched yesterday, and the way they're giving out beta keys is through Twitch drops. So if you watch a Valorant streamer that has drops enabled, then you get a chance to like get a beta key over time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I've been watching.
Is it the actual 1.6 engine?
Yeah. I'm sure they just built an entire engine like themselves. Yeah. But it's like it obviously is updated graphics, but it's not like hyper realistic graphics, right? Like their grenades don't look like a normal grenade. They have like extra particle effects so you can see the exact like defined, here's the orb of damage, right? Their smokes are actually pretty cool, because their smokes are effectively like air quote magic abilities, and they have an exact sphere that is like, here's the exact distance the smoke is, and if you go into the sphere you can see inside the sphere but you can't see through it. Right, so it's just like sight blocking walls, but you can still shoot through it and whatnot. But it's not like a traditional smoke that like slowly expands over an area, that kind of thing.
They didn't have that in 1.6.
There was
some weapons that did.
Yeah, there was like on ops.
Oh, on that scout in the op, yeah.
Well, right, but the assault reps, so the assault reps.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they have ADS on everything in Valorant, but it's like it's a flick game. It's just like you don't ADS on normal guns. Like,
yeah, just shoot.
Which is cool. I like that way better. I hate ADS shooters.
Yeah, you get what's it called? You get special abilities like an ultimate and a character ability.
So that's the other side of it, is unlike Counter-Strike, so the mix of Overwatch is there are, you know, what, 10 heroes, 12 heroes or something like that, and they each have a different kit. So they'll have three different abilities, like, so they'll have two abilities, a passive ability and an ultimate, and you charge up your ultimate by getting kills or getting orbs around the map. You buy charges of your abilities at the start of every round, so it's just like armor or getting different guns, and the abilities are generally like, they're what, three different categories of play, like guy types. So there's like infiltrators, which try to like break like hard held like defensive. So they have stuff to where they can, like, you know, see around corners, or they can, there's a guy that like bounces arrows that have shock tips on it, that kind of stuff, right? There's
another ability to teleport somewhere with someone.
Then they have like defensive guys that can like hold areas really well, so they can put up walls and smokes and that kind of stuff. And then they have like the full supports. So there's like a healer that can resurrect people, that kind of thing. So it looks like, it looks a ton of fun. I know a bunch of people are waiting for it. Nami just got his key today, so he's super excited.
Nice. I've only seen some gameplay of it. It doesn't look like my kind of jam, but hey.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not like an Apex style battle royale.
Yeah, of course. It's a very different Apex shooter. I did play a lot of. going to, again, going to the Counter-Strike area, I'm not sure having special abilities on characters is the way to go, but hey, it's something that maybe there's a community and people that want to try it, and it could be good. I was like, for me, I was like, I played a lot of Counter-Strike, maybe just a purist, I would just go play more Counter-Strike. I was still in that.
They had like servers that were modded like that back in 1.6. It was like they called like Warcraft 3 servers or stuff like that.
It was a ton of them. I played one where you got to it was like 1.4. The people add modded to the servers and you got to pick a class at the beginning. So you played as like you could be Agent Smith and you just had unlimited deagles, and you could be like Superman. You walk around, all you have is a knife, and you can fly and you have million health, and you touch someone, they die.
Right.
This is different than that. They're not just more for fun. This is actually trying to be...
They're trying to balance it still.
Balancing their special abilities and weapons, so... No, it's interesting to take on it. I did not know it was done by Riot.
Yep. That's their next game.
Okay. Interesting.
Which was annoying because they launched like the closed beta yesterday, and for like the last 2 days, the Riot... like League servers have just been crap stability. So we're like, did they take some of the League servers over to Valorant? Come on, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. The League servers haven't been too bad for me, but I've also been great. So,
Could
be. There's also a lot more people online for that. I've been trying to play... Speaking of Riot stuff, that, Teamfight Tactics is now on your phones. And I've been trying to play a little bit of that. The only problem I have with Teamfight Tactics is for that... is the games last too long. Like, it's 40 to 50 minutes if you're in the lead. And it takes forever sometimes to finish.
That's pretty normal for an auto chess, though.
I guess, yeah. It feels a bit long, but I would like to have it would be nice to have a 30-minute game where I can play it on a lunch break at work. Like, 50 minutes is just too long.
I feel that.
Yeah, so it's like, I didn't play
TFT because I played a whole bunch of... Dota Underworld. Right? Yeah, and I was just like, okay, I've already done my one auto chess. I'm good. I don't need to learn a new system.
No, fair enough. It's just like the one that was available to me. Did not know anything about it until Teamfight Tech. I enjoy it because I know League of Legends stuff, but other than that, it's like, I wanted to hope there's like, okay, I can do something for something, but it's a little too long for that. So. Okay. Any other games that people played? Has anyone played the new? Or is it just me?
The new what? You cut out there.
Doom Eternal.
Oh, no, I haven't played the new Doom. My next, like, single-player game that I'm looking at is a sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest. Like, Will of the Wisp, I think it's called.
Yeah.
So. I'm actually playing Ori right now. I just started yesterday.
Yeah. The first one, Blind Forest?
Yeah.
It's such a good game, dude.
Yeah, Rathos told me to play it. So.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And, like, the sequel is awesome. Like... The updates that they did to it are really, really good. Like, basically all positive. So it's just one of those, this is like an actually really good sequel. Like, they just took it to that next level. Cool.
It's really cool.
Has anyone been doing other things to keep your life with this quarantine or self-isolation? Is there anything else?
I mean, I'm on year two now of designing my board game that I'm working on.
Nice, nice, nice.
And made some really... I think really good progress on it.
Oh, actually, a segue for that then. Like, we've been doing game nights with my local community with Tabletop Simulator, playing board games, trying to meet once a week. So, will you make your RPG available on Tabletop Simulator?
I mean, I'm going, like, I actually am learning tutorials for TTS so that I can do a module for it just for testing purposes. It's just. It's not quite my wheelhouse, so it's something I'm working on.
Yeah, sure.
That's cool.
I'd recommend everyone who does not have Tabletop. It's very useful to have just to play some games with your friends. And there's a huge selection of free downloadable content that people have made of actual board games. And there's some paid ones as well. I've not played the X-Wing one. I haven't been able to figure it out yet, but there's a huge community for that. We've been playing a lot of the board game called Root, which has been pretty cool. There's a huge amount on there. I think we're going to try to get played Pandemic this week. Because
you should, right?
We should. I mean, it's from time.
Playing Pandemic Legacy right now seems like it'd be alright.
Yeah.
For real, though.
No, I've left my house, like, 5 times in the last, like, 20-something days.
Yep.
three of which were like to the grocery store, and two of which were to my same friend's house to like have a bonfire one night and then like play Mario Kart one night. And other than that, I have not gone anywhere.
Yeah, and
I had to.
I am an essential service because without me, there would be no alcohol. So we are necessary. Which people were a couple weeks ago panicked by because they thought everything was a shutdown, including the liquor stores. So we actually had stores were having equivalent sales of New Year's Eve week and Christmas week for like a 2 weeks straight. So we actually were like extremely busy for being in this little period of March. So it's been quite interesting, but it's been slowly dying down. We'll see how much it keeps going, but the alcohol must flow.
Right. I mean, it only makes sense, right? Well, not for you guys, but it's, you know, it's 2020 and everybody wanted it to be like the roaring 20s. So like we have a flu pandemic and then we're going to ban alcohol. And like, just because it's not the 20s you all thought you wanted.
I think people forgot what the 20s were actually like.
Well, I'm pretty sure most of them weren't there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, history has it pretty well written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, just been playing video games with friends, that kind of stuff. I need to like, it's finally nice here. Like it'd been just cold and shitty out the entire time, and it's like the last 2 days have been like mid-70s. So I need to get outside and run, but I hate running outside. So
everyone hates running outside.
Well, no, like I'm one of the few people that like running on a treadmill. Like I would rather run on a treadmill any day of the week. And my gym's obviously closed as well, so can't go do that. It's like I want to go work out and do stuff, but I have literally no equipment in my house because I live 5 minutes from my gym and have for the last decade. So it's like I've never bought anything cool. I guess I'm just going to do push-ups. That seems lame.
I've been doing bought a 6-foot by 4-foot kind of floor mat thing because I didn't want to fuck up my I forgot I was about to swear on this podcast.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
You can't swear on your podcast, right? Why are you in the habit of swearing?
I don't know, man. Anyway, this format so that I can do the insanity workout. Just because I don't own any weights, and it's been like a good thing to do cooped up in my house.
My friend did that for a while, got me to do it a couple times.
Yeah.
The annoying thing about it is like you watch the same thing over and over, and you get really annoyed at looking at all those people. I'll have music on and that's fine, but there are certain exercises that you have to actually listen because you can't see the screen, like when you're doing the stretches or some of the other
stuff. Right.
You have to like actually hear what they're saying. It's like, God, Sean T, just calm down, bro.
Right. God, Sean T. Haven't heard that name in a hot minute. I was unironically the One Punch Man workout for a while. Minus the 10K because like wasn't running outside, and that's really the part that would stop me from wanting to do it is the 10K. Like 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats. All right, I'm in. Run a 10K, man, that feels rough. I don't want to do that at all.
I've heard that's like a terrible workout to actually do though. Like that's not recommended. Like you shouldn't actually be doing the One Punch Man workout routine.
What do you mean? Why?
Like that? Like you're doing working on your like. Doing squats and push-ups and sit-ups and that's it every day is not a well-rounded
body. Sure.
Like that's not good for your like the entirety. Like you're only going to be doing chest with push-ups and you're only doing like just like you're not
so your push-ups at 100 is like chest and core because you're effectively planking the entire time as well, right? And it's a different core than your sit-ups. And then your squats, like you should obviously also be doing like lunges and some like calf stuff for your legs, but you kind of like, get ideally, that stuff when you're running. So
ideally you're
be okay-ish.
Yeah.
Well, push-ups also depend on where your arm placement is, but you shouldn't be doing the same thing every day anyway, if you're like going hard at it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is like, it stays consistent. It's not like, okay, you do 20 and then you build up. It's like 100, 100, 100, which is either very hard or or very easy at some point.
So the way I was doing it was, like I had started doing it in
failure, right?
No, I was doing 4 sets of 25, like, and rotating through.
Yeah.
And then, so it was like, oh, okay, I can do that. Now do like, you know, three sets of 30 and then one set of 10 or something like that.
My friend is a kinesiologist, and he actually thinks that it's better, instead of like doing like long distance jogging, he thinks it's like better to just like sprint as fast as you can, like one block, and then like walk the next block. And he explained it to me one time, and it made sense, but of course I'm not going to be able to do...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's fair. I would be way more in for that. I'm down to run wind sprints. I hate running distance.
Yeah. I have one more question about the GTO before I let you go, Ryan. Is there, like, a definitive bracket that we can look at, or is it just going to be... You're just going to get, like, randomly paired?
No, there should be an actual bracket on TTT eventually. Okay. I mean, actually, you should be able to look at it, right? I'll look.
I'm assuming
it hasn't been crashed again.
Yeah, well, Dennis said that it's a bracket. So he might have said that you can't see it in the first 512 because it's too
big.
Too big to see.
So next round is 256?
Yep.
Ladder
visible. I have no idea where to actually look.
Yeah, the next will be 256. I don't know how to actually view this thing. Oh, wait, columns. Nope, that's not right. I don't know how to do this, but I'll figure it out so that you can see the how the bracket's broken down at some point.
So after this first big round, there's going to be 8 more rounds. Does that sound right?
Probably, yeah.
Wow. So it's not going to finish until June.
I know, right?
You know what you should do, Ryan? You should, the final four, you should try to get them all to agree on a day together and just do that in the same day, and you can get, like, Dion and stream the games.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. We'll have to see how time zones work out as we start getting tighter, but that's a good idea. Seeds? Maybe seeds is the right button? Nope, don't press that. Don't break the tournament, Ryan.
Delete.
Don't break the tournament.
I mean, or do. It's your tournament. Whatever, man.
Yeah, I mean,
do what you want.
I had someone email me. And I emailed them back, and they never got back to me. And then they messaged me on something else, being like, it would have been nice to have an email back. And I said, I did email you back. And they went, oh. And then they didn't even, like, say sorry. They said, oh. And that was it. It's like, tournament organizing sucks.
You'll get the experience eventually. We call it within my group of friends and some of the run, we call it 40K-ing it, where you only read the first part of the paragraph, and you find, oh, that's how it works, and then don't read the rest of it.
Jeez. That's me at work. If, like, a customer calls me, I'm like, I just immediately hear the name, like, oh, yeah, and then I just delete it. I'm like, yeah, I know what you want. And then sometimes, like, well, I wanted you to do this, too. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Oops. my mistake. I'll get there next time. Don't worry.
Well, I was bitching at Juan today, because, well, I got on, and this kind of, I used to play like 3 or 4 games of Vassal like a day.
Yeah.
And I got on today. I can't even remember the last time I played. And I got on and like, I'm like, I can't see your asteroids, dude. I can only see the outline of them. And I'm like, do I have latest version? And I look, and my version was from July.
Wow.
And then I tried to download it off, like, the Vassal website, you know?
Yeah.
And it, like, it was going to take, like, 45 minutes. I waited for, like, 10 minutes, and it still said, like, 30 minutes to go. So then, of course, naturally, my response is to, like, message Michael on Facebook. Like, what the hell, bro? And he's like, I don't control the Vassal website. Sorry. But if you log into Vassal, there's a prompt that tells you if you have the latest version or not, and gives you a link to where you can go download it quickly on my GitHub page. All right. So I did that and downloaded in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it, everyone.
Yeah.
Rest, Ryan.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
I'm gonna go play Apex Legends now.
Yeah, come join me.
Seems good.
Okay.
You guys have fun with your Apex. I'll roll back into some League, or I'm watching some anime. I can't even remember what the name of it is at this point.
It's something.
What's that?
Food Wars Assault.
Yeah.
They haven't finished it on the app. They haven't finished it.